Urhulumente kaMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufuthelele ngesinqumo somthethondaba weHigh Court esithi wephula umthetho ukwengezwa kwesikhathi sokusebenza kukaMnumzana Lokumalaba obe ngumahluleli omkhulu welizwe uChief Justice. Umphathintambo wezemithetho eZimbabwe uMnumzana Zihambi Zihambi wethule umbiko ojulileyo izolo kusihlwa lapho aveze khona ukuba urhulumente uthukuthele ngodaba lolu. UZihambi uthi kukhanya engani kulabantu abafuna ukugenqula uhulumende besebenzisa imithethondaba. Ukhangelwe ukuthi uhulumende uzaphanyeka kudaba lolu emthethondaba ngokuphangisa. Igqwetha elilwela amalungelo kwaZulu, uMnumzana Machobana Ncube uthi kuyamangalisa okwethulwe nguhulumende.
Wonke umuntu waseZimbabwe kungakhathalekile ukuthi ungubani kufuze ukuthi isinqumo somthethondaba asamukele. Ngoba lo mthethwandaba osemthethweni. Okunye njalo esikunazelelayo ukuthi njoba betsho ukuthi bazaphanyeka amaphepha e-appeal umbe ukuphisa lesi sinqumo edale eliphezulu le-Supreme Court. Kululungelo lwabo lelo ukuthi bakwenze lokho.
Uncube uthi kusubala ukuthi abehluli bonke ababotshiswayo bangeke bathonise udaba lolu.
Inkinga eza kuba khona yikuthi njengoba ama-judges e-Supreme Court la wonke ebebotshiswa angeke abuye ahlale ezwe leyo challenge ngenxa yokuthi lawo angabanye babantu laba ababotshiswayo. Okusho ukuthi sesilento esingathi thina i-constitutional crisis. Ngoba akula amanye amajaji angahlala ngaphandle kokuthi kwenziwe ama agent interviews kufakwe another panel of judges abe Supreme Court ukuthi bahlale bezwe leso sinqumo.
So abakubandla lezano PF bazonde baganunwa abo ngalokho kwenzakele izolo. UDokotela Zimbama Vaza oligqeda elizimeleyo uthi uhulumende ulelungelo lokuphanyeka udaba lolu.
There are so many grounds to appeal the High Court judgment. It is a pity that we are having a judiciary which is becoming.
Kuningi okwenza ukuthi uhulumende aphanyeke udaba lolu emthethwandaba. I-High Court bekungamelanga ihlale phansi iphumele isinqumo lesi engani bamele i-Supreme Court. Ngakho-ke kusho ukuthi isinqumo sabo kasilamkanjo ngaphandle i-Constitutional Court ingasemukela. Okwesibili, akulangqondo ukuthi yindaba abahluleli laba bathonise udaba lolu bebathathu. E-High Court kuvele ukukhangelela ukuthi kumele kube lo mahluli oyedwa. Kukhona ukushaya amanzi lapha ngoba abanye abezombusazwe bangene lokudaba lolu.
It shows that there is an underhand playing in our judiciary system, and furthermore there is actually a very serious political play at play where judiciary plays politics.
Umamaza uthi imthethwandaba isibanjwe ngenkani ngabaphikisa uhulumende.
It is true that the judiciary is captured. We all know, and it is the truth. There is a war now to remove the government. They failed through sanctions.
Kuliqiniso ukuthi umthethwandaba usuqanjulwe ngabaphikisa uhulumende. Sokule mpi khona manje eyokuzama ukususa esikhundleni uhulumende. Behluleka ukwenza lokhu besebenzisa izijeziso zenotho. Okwamanje sebesebenzisa amanye amazwe, inhlanganiso ezimeleyo kanye lemithethwandaba. Umthethwandaba uyingxenye kahulumende. Senkingeni yokuhluthunwa kwemithethwandaba.
It's capture. Affects the other two arms of government. And in this case, we are in a quagmire caused by the capture of the judiciary.
Umabaza uthi loba kunjalo kukhona okungenziwa ukuze udaba lolu luthoniswe eSupreme Court.
The JSC would recommend the president to appoint retired judges to sit in the Constitutional Court to hear this case.
I-Judicial Service Commission ilakho ukucela umongameli ukuthi adinge abanye abahluleli. Balakho njalo abahluleli abafakwe ngenkani kudaba lolu ukuba baluthonise oluzaphanyekwa nguhulumende. Kwenzakala ukuthi i-Judicial Service Commission idinge abanye abahluleli abanjengalabo asebezihlalele ezindlini zabo.
The president, the country, the JSC, they have a right whatsoever to appoint acting judges of the Constitutional Court.
Bekunemibiko ethi uJustice Happias Joe usebotshiwe. Kodwa isikhulumeli samapholisa uSenior Assistant Paul Nyati uthi kazilutho ngalokhu. Abanye abathonise udaba lolu izolo oluphanyekwe emthethwandaba yinhlanganiso ye-Young Lawyers Association of Zimbabwe Justice Jester Charewa, Justice Edith Mushore.